Thomas Jefferson, Multilanguage Sea Letter. Issued June 2nd, 1806. Ship, the Belvedere. Location of issue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Bound for Lisbon. Commanded by John Wood. Carrying capacity, 256 tons. Cargo, sundry items. This sea letter is in four languages: French, Spanish, English, and Dutch. It is signed by President Thomas Jefferson, who served two terms from March 4, 1801 to March 4, 1809. It is during his presidency that a naval squadron was sent to fight against the Barbary pirates of North Africa. Importantly, it was President Jefferson who, during this time, also acquired the Louisiana Territory from France. During the Napoleonic Wars, both Great Britain and France seized American ships, cargoes, and men. To punish them, Jefferson and Congress imposed an embargo act, which was signed into law on December 22, 1807. The embargo was immediately controversial and proved to damage the nascent American economy far more than the French and British. The passport was also signed by the man who would succeed Jefferson as president, James Madison. Madison was a native Virginian who graduated in 1771 from the College of New Jersey, which would later become known as Princeton. He was a member of the Second Continental Congress. As a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, he sponsored the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution. Madison served as Secretary of State and was instrumental in carrying out President Jefferson's diplomatic agenda from May 2, 1801, until March 3, 1809. The following day, Madison was sworn in as the fourth President of the United States. Other signers included Deputy Collector of Customs John Cruff and Peter Lohan, a notary of Philadelphia. The document is printed on rag paper and bears the Great Seal of the United States on the center left. Passport and sea letter descriptions have been excerpted from Douglas L. Stein's American Maritime Documents, 1776 to 1860. Descriptions of each Mediterranean passport and sea letter provided by J. Revel Carr, former president and director, Mystic Seaport, the Museum of America and the Sea.